Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for listening, as always. And good morning to you, Miss Julie D. Immel.
Good morning, Laurie Cadden. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm loving the days, but yesterday, today, this weekend's supposed to be nice. I love these crisp fall, sun-filled days. Love them. Love them. Love them. It just feels good. I did took my house plants in last night and covered my lemon tree for the evening because for the next couple now, they should be fine, but I did bring them in and covered the lemon. Because it was a little cold last night, I don't know exactly what, but based on all instructions to do so, I did. Joe was here, and Kasha was here yesterday, and she's like, you have to take, I said, I know. So we did, she did for me, because I was on my way out. And so we'll see. I have to take the blankets off the tree in a little bit and let the sun shine all over it. But yeah, I love this time of the year, but I like it and I don't in this sense, Jewel. I don't like that I have to dismantle all of my outdoor stuff that I've been so thrilled to be part of for all these months and have available and be warmer and just, it becomes an extension of my house, both my front porch and my deck, and it just becomes the extension. It makes your house bigger, and there's a lot of entertaining out there and a lot of fun, and now it'll change from the outside anyway. But I do keep two rockers out, Julie. Everything else gets covered, but I do keep two rockers on my deck. And I'm also, I had last year, if you remember, I have an old awning that I keep up in the winter. And last year, that heavy, heavy, heavy snow we got that one day pulled it down. So now I'm gun shy to do it this year to keep it up. So I think I'm going to let it open, which is okay because then the sun that we will get will be able to come in on my plants downstairs instead of being covered up. So we'll see. So many decisions, but there's nothing like sun shining in your house.
Would you ever consider getting an outdoor heater like they have at restaurants where they
offer
outdoor heaters?
We have one.
Yeah, but
I'll be out there. It's just I won't use it like I did when it was warmer. Because I get cold quickly, and then I think, and I was going to get, and I still may, I was getting a fire pit, and I saw one that I thought was great, and the chairs that went with it were very comfy, cozy, but never got them, and don't know if I can now. But anyway, get that particular one. But I would like to get a fire pit, because on my patio, which is off of the deck, the deck is, as you know, it's like 30 feet long. Beyond that, I have like a slate patio. And there's a perfect location for a fire pit and a couple chairs. So that's what I was thinking of for that. And then that I would like, because it'll be out. I love to be outside with the warmth of like a fire, whether it's a pit or a real fire. You know, I want the propane one. I just think it's better and easier. So we'll see. But I do like them. I think they like, my sister has one. She loves it. So we'll see. But anyway, so that's my change of season, outdoor stuff, all the changes, football weather. I know we're going to get into this, but I was out with my Sabika girlfriends last night, Sandy Pegnani and Mary Beth D'Andrea and Mary Jean Dixon, and I went to Russell's. No, we didn't. That was the other night. We went to Alfredo's and ran into the Gilmartin family, Michael, Nada, and Katie, as we were leaving. And anyway, we spent the night there hanging out, and we had a good time. We always have Sandy used to sell Sabika jewelry, as you know, and that has gone bye-bye. And so we still meet regularly. We try to do it every month. And we met and we were talking about streaming, what we're watching, shows that everyone likes. And Sandy was telling us about a show, and we couldn't think of the name of the other show. And then so I haven't been watching, because it made me think of that with the football comment, because we watch so much football here and baseball that I haven't been watching anything else, because when I do sit down at night, that's what we've been on. That's what's on. So I haven't. I also want to see that movie, Nona's, which I did not see yet, and everybody swears by it. And so you and I were talking about what you're streaming and watching. And to be honest, I'm still finishing, because I haven't finished it. I was doing some binge watching this one late summer night of And Just Like That. So I didn't finish that, because I loved Sex and the City. And now I'm trying to finish up And Just Like That, even though that's old. So I just have been behind the eight ball. I watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which was one of my favorite of all times. That I watched all the way through. Homeland, we watched. Your Honor, I watched and I loved. And Frank Grace and Frankie, which I loved. But I haven't, and Billions, I also loved. But I haven't watched anything else. I really haven't. So I need to get with it and get some of that in. And you were talking about one of your shows that you love, which is?
Oh, I'm so sad, because I just finished season 5 of Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. And now I am lost. I don't know what I'm going to watch. I don't watch a lot of stuff. I really don't. And I tend to stream stuff, put it on in the background while I'm doing other things. And so I will just have the same shows on like over and over and over. And normally I don't sit down and watch anything. But when season 5 came out, I said, okay, I have to see this, because I was really, really into that show when it first came out. And I went I blasted through the first three seasons, and I never, ever have this experience, but I couldn't stop watching to the point where I would be up until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That,
you?
Right. Yeah. I got really sleep deprived and crazy for a point when it first came out. I think that was in 2020, 2021. That's not like me. I don't ever get that involved with anything. So when season 4 came out, I think that was last year, I said, okay, I'm way too busy with work stuff right now and other things going on. I cannot do what I did last time and stay up all night watching this show and being sleep deprived and crazy. So I purposely held off watching it for a while. I was like, I gotta not do this again. So I didn't watch season 4 until season 5 came out, which was recently. And then I realized before I started 4, I was like, wait, where did we leave off? Because there was a lag time for me, a year or so.
Yep.
So
I hate when that happens.
Right. I rewatched all of them. So this show, I'm talking about it as if people know what it is, and maybe they don't. This show is about, it has Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez as the stars.
I know.
What a trio. When I first saw the lineup, I was like, that doesn't really make sense. And I thought, Selena Gomez, like, I didn't even realize she was such a great actor. She really is. I thought she was strictly a singer. She's fantastic in this. And the way she plays off of Martin Short and Steve Martin is brilliant. But I love everything about it because it's murder mysteries. And they have incredible guests come on the show.
Really, I know
like Meryl Streep, Paul Rudd. Yeah, like big names. So you don't get bored with it. And you know me, I love a good mystery. And so, and the building that it is set in New York City is called the Arconia. And it is this huge, elaborate, absolutely gorgeous feat of architecture. It really reminds me of some of our buildings here. And there's tunnels in it and secret passageways. And it's just totally up my alley. So I rewatched seasons 1 through 3, and then I had to have a talk with myself about season 4. I'm like, all right, do not do what you did last time. It took a lot of discipline to just watch one episode at a time, but I did manage to do that. I limited it to 2, let's be honest. Otherwise I would be up all night. And I just
How long are each one? How long are they?
They're between 30 and 40 minutes. It does vary. Like the season ending is usually like a little bit longer, 40 minutes. But they're just so good. It flies by. And it's like watching a movie instead of a show. You know,
I know it. No, well, you know what, Julie?
Fabulous. You know, the opening. I even like the opening. Yeah.
Well, you know what I think happens? This is what happens to me when I watch a movie or a show that I love, especially a show. I feel like I put myself in where they are. Like, I think they're like my neighbors, and I put all of my being into it that when it's over, I feel like I moved out of the area or something because I'm not with these people anymore. And I feel like that. Like, I used to love these shows, and of course this was not on-demand stuff, but years ago, 30-something was my favorite show. I never missed that show. I loved every minute of it. To the point where I think I'm going to go back in and stream it just because I loved it so much. And I've been listening to Mel Harris. I follow her on Instagram now. And I every now and then she's on and she'll talk about something from 30-something. And I think, oh. And I remember when I was like getting married and I had moved to Philadelphia. So when I moved there, there was nobody who could just pop into my house because I didn't know anybody yet. And I used to say to my friend Marcy, I just want 30-something experiences. Like, I just want my friends to be able to come in and have coffee at my kitchen and sit with me and bring their kids and blah, blah, blah. And then we moved back to Scranton, Dunmore. The Poconos, we moved first to Stroudsburg. Well, first we stayed in Dunmore, then we moved to Stroudsburg, and then we moved back. And I remember saying to Marcy, oh, I could do my 30-something now because I have a house, and that's what it sort of has turned into with people coming and going. And I love every minute of it because as a young woman just starting out in my early, mid-20s, it was like all I wanted was to have that same feeling. And now that's what I get. So you kind of can create that when you do it. But anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. We have lots more to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show. I am Laurie Catton, the owner of Laurie Catton Enterprise, which is a fundraising PR and special event business, and with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie is the producer of this show, and Julie does wonderful things, and Jewel, tell them what it is you do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedemmel.com.
Yay! And Jewel, we were talking earlier about all these streaming shows, and now, this is the time of year when I'll start doing that more because you're, you know, it's darker and it's colder and, you know, you're home, and I kind of like being cozied up like that too when it gets like this, so this will be time for me to do that and do like a binge session, not necessarily during the day, but I find myself, I stay up late like you were just talking about. And doing those things and not going to bed, and because it's calm and the phone isn't ringing and no one's bothering you. So it's kind of hard to me to do it any other time. So that's why the late night works. But we'll figure it out. I was trying to figure out the name of another show that was just on recently. It was produced by Ken Olin, and he also was in 30-something. It gave me that vibe. But Parenthood was another one that I watched that I hated when that was over. Craig T. Nelson was the father, and Bonnie Bedelia was the mother, and it was a great, Lauren Graham was in it. It was a great show. And one show I never watched, and I'd really like to start, like I guess I'll binge it and see, is, and it's old, but I've never really watched all of it, is the Gilmore Girls. Did you watch that?
Oh, many times. It's great.
See, yes. Yeah, that's I've never watched it.
Oh, you should binge that, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's really well done. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. You'll love it. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Lauren Graham, because I know she was in that.
I love her.
And Melissa McCarthy, too, right? She was in it, too. Wasn't she for a while
or maybe
the whole time?
She plays the chef in that and Lorelai's best friend. So she's Suki.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy. And incidentally, she shows up in Only Murder season 5. So,
oh boy.
Just saying. Yeah. I laughed so hard on the episode that she was in that I thought I was going to hurt myself. My stomach hurt. I was laughing so hard. And that says something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's funny. I adore her too.
I love
she's
her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Some people are just naturally funny. She's one of them.
Yes. It doesn't take much to make you laugh with her. I love her. So anyway, Julie, this week I had this episode with this kitty cat on my deck who showed up. And so if anybody's listening and it was your cat, because I don't know, it's too well groomed and beautiful. This was Wednesday night. I was bringing the dogs down and they flew to my back door and they were going crazy. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I looked and there was this beautiful cat sitting on the deck. So we held back the dogs. The cat didn't move. And Tommy and I went out to see the cat so that we could see, you know, if he would come to us and he didn't necessarily run away, but he didn't come over to us. But we had some cat food because I'd been feeding, as I told you, some of the little kitties around, and I feel sorry for them. And so we got some cat food out and we gave him in a bowl. And Tommy got very close to him. He hissed at him, but then he put the bowl down and the cat ate the food. The cat's absolutely gorgeous. And it's one of those pushed in face cats, which is he's orange and white, and the tail is beautiful. He's very well groomed. He's absolutely, he, she, whatever, I'm not sure, absolutely beautiful. And he was on the deck 3 different times that night. He came back, but then we haven't seen him yesterday, and I don't know if we'll see him today. But I don't know if he's a lost cat in the area. He looks too clean and beautifully groomed to be a stray cat, but he's magnificent. And so for one, you know, shining moment, I thought, oh my God, I would love to keep this cat if he isn't somebody's or if he needs a house or a home. And, you know, I don't know. He didn't come back and we did leave food out. The food is gone. So who knows? Could have been the other kitty cats, but I just love him. And I was showing everybody his picture because, of course, we went out and took pictures of him. He's gorgeous. I don't know what kind of cat he is. I don't know. But he's a magnificent creature. And he was just showed up there staring in my door, and the dogs were going crazy, and that cat just stayed there and stared at the dogs and didn't even move. And they were going nuts to try to get out to him. And then I assume the reason he didn't come back yesterday is because my dogs were out all day long, out in the yard and then on the deck. And so unless he was down in the lower section of my yard, he would have to encounter the mutts. So I don't know, but, Julie, he's absolutely beautiful. As you know, I sent them. So I hope if anyone listens and it was your cat, I hope he came back because he's just truly a spectacular looking kitty cat. It's exactly the cat I would want. I love orange and white cats, and I love those pushed-in face cats. So he was like, oh, my God, perfect. So let's hope he got to where he's supposed to be, Joel, because
I'm hoping, it's amazing. Yeah. I hope that, I'm suspecting based on the way he looked, because I saw the pictures.
I was
drooling over him myself, and I have a feeling he does belong to one of your neighbors, maybe, and that he got out, and I'm hoping you didn't see him yesterday because he was reunited with his family.
Me too.
I hope that's best case scenario. I'm really hoping that somebody didn't just dump him because, sometimes people do terrible things like that. They just tired of all of it, and so they don't take it to a shelter, and they just throw it on the sidewalk somewhere and go on their way, and really hope that's not the case with this guy. There's no reason to do that. There's other options. But he did look very well cared for. He had a lot of fluff. And
I didn't know that cats allowed you to groom them either.
Well, you really should brush them every day.
No. This cat is more than brushed. No, Julie, this cat, his tail was all shaved down to a beautiful coat, and then so I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know they were there. I thought they're far too skittish for that.
Oh no, you can. I think I don't know everything about cats. Certainly, I've only had two, and that's counting my current cat, Moo. And I never had cats until much later in my life. But growing up, we always had dogs, but what I learned from the two is that with a cat, you get back from them whatever you put into them. So if you put in a lot of time and effort, and I think this is more so than with a dog, because I feel like dogs are kind of like, hey, I love you, you're great, no matter what. Hey, you're here, you're my person, I'm here for you, you're wonderful, no matter what. Your dog is just like that. But a cat, you really need to earn it. And I think when you put the time in and when you spend a lot of time with them and you really get to know them, because each one is different and unique, you get back whatever energy you put into them. You get it all back. So you can absolutely train a cat. I know people think that you can't, but I've trained Moo with certain things. They are very smart. And, depending on how much time you can spend with them every day, you can really develop a great bond with them, just like you do with a dog. So I think there's misconceptions about kitty cats out there. And I had a lot of them myself. When Violet showed up, because, that's how I get every cat I have, is they just appear, kind of like your guy did the other day. I actually got some books and did some research online because I'm like, I don't know how to take care of a cat. I don't know what to do. I literally did not know what to do. I had only dealt with dogs before. I had to get a litter pan. I didn't know how often you were supposed to scoop or how you're supposed to handle that. I mean, I'm talking, I needed remedial cat mom stuff. I didn't know.
Yeah.
How would I know?
Well,
if you never did it before, how do you know? So I did so much research. I think that was very helpful. And I encourage anybody who's considering getting a cat or a dog, do that. Do the research first. Make sure that this is the right kind of pet for you and for your
right.
house.
And I think, and you know, you and I talked about that, that my I love cats, but I don't like the litter box thing. And I know that there's things you can do in modern ways to, you know, technology with that as well. I don't like that they jump up on counters. I don't, and tables, and then the hair is another story. So that's why neither of my dogs have, they don't shed, because I would go crazy. And I think that, you know, that's something you have to look at. And but someone said to me, you can train a cat to not do that, because I have friends who have cats that don't go anywhere near their cabinets or their counters or their table for that
matter.
That's
right. So that's right. But you have to put that time in. Moo doesn't do
right.
it. Moo does not get up on my counter. And because, yuck, you know, before we got to this point, because it did take time, you know, then I'd have to disinfect it every time, you know, because I just...
Well, right.
It's just gross.
It is.
Ew,
yeah, I can't. I've got
there's,
way too crazy.
There's a big factor there for me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why. But I hope this dude, wherever he went, he definitely was somebody's, and he's back home where he needs to be, because...
You have to call me if he shows up again.
Yeah, I will. It's just everything about him was just a friendly reminder to me when you see him of like everything you want where you would dream. Like if I closed my eyes and said this is the cat I would want, or I would that's the kind of cat I would like to have if I had one, and that was him. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of spooky to me that here he is sitting on my desk, staring in at my house, and he's the perfect, as Nada said, that's your cat. And it's exactly right. So not that I'm claiming him. I just hope he's found, because he's too precious of a – they all are in their own way, but he's too precious of a kitty to and well taken care of. So let's hope he's there. And if you see a cat or, you know, anything, there's so many things you can do, because that's what I was asking. Like, what do I do if he comes back? Do I take him and see if he's chipped? There was no collar on him, which, you know, is, I guess, common with cats. But otherwise, I would have called immediately but there was nothing to determine that. So we'll see what happens, but he's a beauty, so be nice to animals, please, best you can, and just know they're all trying to survive in this crazy world just like we are, Jewel, right? It's all, we're all in this together, all God's creatures. So anyway, we're going to, up next, talk to Holly Sirachi, one of our faves around here. She's going to talk a little bit about AI and the impact in the real estate world and things that happen and things that you should do if you're using it and all that good stuff. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back with Holly Sirachi. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel is the producer of this show, but she also does so many wonderful things. I can vouch for her expertise, but Jewel, tell them all what you do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us is another lovely lady by the name of Holly Sirachi. Holly is an associate broker with ERA, One Source Realty. She's located in the Clark Summit office. They have 5 offices, 10 counties, about 80-some agents, and going strong, led by the wonderful Sunita Arora, who is the broker owner of ERA. And I just want to give a big shout-out today, Holly, because today's Nisha's birthday. Nisha, who is Sunita's daughter and works also for ERA, and she's a wonderful lawyer, and she got a big award this past couple of weeks with the best lawyer. I forget the exact title, but hats off to Nisha, and happy birthday to Nisha. I know it'll be couple days after, but anyway, if her actual birthday is today, which is
today?
October,
mm-hmm.
What's today? The 16th, yes. So day after tax day. We have to always remember that one if you file late like I do. So Holly, we were talking last time you were on about some of the technology and things that were changing regarding your ability to not have your house list posted or online so that it could be taken elsewhere. And if you decide you wanted to not do that, you can opt out of that. So we're going to further that discussion on the impact of AI and the good stuff and the bad stuff and everything in between that seems to be, happening with the real estate world as it happens with other things. And as many things, many other industries that it works great, there's also that, I can't believe it, or it doesn't seem real. And I even know when I'm scrolling through reels, Holly, if it looks ridiculous, I just pass through it now, because you know that it's going to be BS and it's just AI generated. So how do you do this? How do you help your clients? Where is your world in the world of AI and selling real estate?
Well, we just came back from a broker manager conference where they actually did a poll and, you know, asked how many people are using AI currently. And it was, you know, people like dabbled in it. Not everybody was using it. And then they asked how many people used it last year, which no one really did. And then they said, you know, look around the room and we'll do the same thing next year. There are owners that are running their entire back end of their business on AI, which is very interesting. Wow. Not the free versions, you know, paid versions. One of the broker owners that I met from California is writing a book. And he's doing it all through Jasper. And the paid versions of like ChatGPT or whatever you use, Copilot, whatever, whichever one you use, you can put all of your documents in there, connect your social, connect your Gmail, and then it gets to know you, gets to know how you respond, gets to know things that you like, or essentially kind of your personality, and can give you answers. There are programs that can automatically reply to emails for you, but that would be a little much. So you can have it, have it generate the response and then remind you to review it and then send it. So there's a lot of automation and responses and just kind of making things better. But you know, there's the caveat to that is then what happens to one's ability to write, to spell, you know, different things like that. I like it to do a rough draft of a description of a house or something of that nature. You know, you're putting in a listing and it gets to be too much. So I'll tell my client, give me the bullet points of what you love most about your home, or what you've enjoyed the most, or what brought you to this home. And then I can, you know, put it in there and spin it a little bit, and AI will just perfect it.
So, Holly, What are ways that you, beside the written word, what are other ways that, I mean, do people use AI like, say you have a vacant house, do people ever, like, is that allowed, or can even it be done? I don't even know, because I don't use it and I don't understand it. That, I mean, I understand it, but I wouldn't know how to use it if I tried. What about, say you had a vacant house, like a spec house, and it wasn't staged because it just wasn't ready, and you wanted to get it on. Do they do
absolutely.
That? Is that what they do too?
Absolutely. Virtual
okay.
staging, absolutely. You, Lori, you can upload your photo into AI, and my picture comes out a disaster. It's actually comical. But I can put a picture of myself in there and say, make a professional photo for a real estate agent in a suit or what have you, and it will make a picture for you. It's crazy. Mine, I look like I don't even know what, but yeah.
Holly, I know, sure as I'm sitting here, there's no way you could look bad in anything. There's just no way.
I will do a side text, because you will be laughing forever. I don't even know what it does.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, but it's hysterical.
But Holly, but how do you then, is there like a disclaimer that says house, generated by AI staging doesn't look this way when you, like, how do you disclaim that? Or, like, tell me that.
There's rules and regulations. So, and I remember it was actually, I think we had this conversation prior, when the real estate shows first came out, you know, and people were saying, oh, do you watch Million Dollar Listing, you know, blah, blah, whatever. And I was like, no, I live it every day. Like, obviously not, you know, Million Dollar Listing, but that's what I live every day. So I prefer to see what else is going on in the world after hours. And lo and behold, one time I was on the treadmill and I put it on, and there was actually a real estate agent in New York City getting in trouble because he virtually staged the entire apartment. And then when people got there, that was not what it was. So what I, and they said, like, this is, you could get in a lot of trouble for this. So what I tell everyone is post your original photo and then post the next photo, the virtual staging. The next photo is your original. The next photo is virtual staging, and so on and so forth.
I see.
So this way you're not misleading anyone.
Yeah, because that would be my concern, is being misled. And the other thing is, as we talked about this once before with those shows, there's so many things, and I know that every state has different state rules and regs for real estate, but it drives me cuckoo crazy when I sit and I listen to what they say they're going to do or how they're going to do it. And it's so staged, not the furniture in the house, the language and how they interact with one another. You can tell that it's just it's BS that they even get away with putting it on TV and letting people think you get away with that. It blows my mind, some of the mistruths that are out there on those shows. And therefore, I would assume that you would have to be very, very, very careful with AI for all those things, because you never want to mislead and make it look like clearly it's something other than what you're actually getting.
100%. And I think it's in every aspect of our lives. And, you know, is it real? Is it? I mean, that's scary when you really think about it, because, I mean, obviously we can go to a house and see that it's not accurate. But if you see a picture of someone in a not so good situation, you will believe that, because you see that person in that situation, and it could be AI. So that's very scary. I do think that it can enhance real estate, and, you know, you can use it in terms of a database. And, you know, again, I'm just starting it. And when I had this conversation with this gentleman, he said, no, everybody starts the way that you do. Like, you know, write this for me, or perfect this, or spell check this, or, you know, compose this, or give me a good marketing plan, or something of that nature. And then he said, then start to really upload your documents and all of these things, and it will really give you a lot of data and information and make your life a lot easier. So I think it's for real estate, it's more of a time consumption, freeing up some time. God only knows where it will go from here. Right now I see it as a positive, but I definitely can see the downfall as well.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Well,
and as we talked about, the challenge connecting, right? You know, back in the day, we always kept, and still do, like a paper file in the office of all of the information, because power goes out, the internet goes down, all of these things.
Right.
Therefore, if you need something, you have the paper version that you can refer to. Well, you know, technology is great when it works, but when it doesn't work, you're kind of, you know, in a little bit of trouble. So
that's just back to what you said. is getting yourself in trouble with this technology, that you have to be very, and not just because it's down or the internet is down, but because with technology comes the good and the bad, the, you know, can't live with it, can't live without it, but you have to be careful with every single thing you do. So when the paper files are all there, I mean, I know, God knows, Holly, I haven't sold in a while because I only refer right now, but the paperwork that was accumulated was tremendous. So is all of that now on the computer as well as then the backup of the paper? Does it all have to appear that way? Okay. And that has to, as per regulation of the board? Okay.
Well, you'll get audited and the real estate commission will come in and they'll say pull a file or what have you. Pennsylvania rules are a little bit different. So, you know, they can pop in at any time. Obviously, everything's locked up and what have you. It's a little bit different now, but because there's sensitive information in there. But, you know, it's just interesting because, again, you know, your computer can be hacked or this can be that, you know, so you want to keep everything safe. And you just have to think about AI and impersonation and all these things. And what does that mean? I could tell you, like, I love Instagram and I, you know, your feed is essentially it gets to know you. So, you know, mine is pandas, puppies, travel, restaurant, you know, handbags.
Yeah.
Like, so it's and funny things. So there's nothing political. There's nothing serious. It's just fun stuff. And I started seeing, you know, New York City apartments. And I thought, what the heck? There's no way this apartment is $1,500. There's no way this apartment is $2,000.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they're getting away with it, but they are.
Well, and I see them too. It pops up on mine and it takes you on this tour and it's this much money. And I'm thinking, how could that possibly be? So yeah,
exactly.
I know it's very tricky. Very tricky. So just be careful with everything you do. More importantly, be careful and pay attention to stuff you see, because it's not always what you see isn't always what you get. And if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. So remember that. And Holly, how can anyone who's interested in talking to you about selling or buying or renting or whatever they would like to do, how can they get in touch with you?
My cell phone is always best. Never a bother. 570-885-0157. Or you can email me, hollysirachi@gmail.com.
There you go. Well, Holly, thank you for joining us today. We hope you have a great weekend.
And you too.
Thank you. And everyone else out there, have a great weekend. It's going to be a nice one. So enjoy these nice fall weekends. And we appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.